RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's the time of week where we welcome in our guy, Gary Hess, for a little bit of fun.
What is happening?
Squirrels baseball is happening in Harrisburg. What happened was, on Tuesdays, we have Trey Wilson on the show.
Right.
Trey is the voice of the Squirrels. At the time, they were 0-3. I said, Trey, what's going on here? Like, we can't do this forever. They're on pace to go 0-150 here. That'd be bad. He said, now, Trey is a nice guy.
Yes, Gary. He is.
I got my moments. I can be, but I can be a little prickly too. And
it's nice to have both in your arsenal, though.
Trey didn't say this, but I'm paraphrasing. Trey basically said, Harrisburg stinks. Don't you worry, MP.
Yeah.
We're gonna take care of business tonight. And they did. They won their first game. So we're back on the winning track here.
So there you have it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Harrisburg may stink, but they got even last night.
They did. It's a long series.
Yes.
Six games of baseball. It's a lot of baseball. It's also cold up there.
Yeah.
I would. That VCU-UVA game at the Diamond, I mean, I didn't want to be outside, let alone be outside playing baseball, which is not a sport that warms you up to play.
Right.
Like some sort of, you're like, you know, if you're running in the 10K, if you're doing a marathon, if you're playing pickup basketball, tennis, you can play in the 50s, and it's quite pleasant because you're working up a good lather. I'm a baseball player. I love baseball. Nobody's working up a good lather out there.
No. No.
It's not the sport.
Think of some of those early season games I coached when my kids were little.
Yeah.
And you know, they were working up a lather out there playing, but sitting in the dugout on my bucket, I was not working up a lather, and it was not pleasant.
No, it's not. It never is. We were talking about
baseball. They call them the boys of summer. It's not...
in college baseball, where they start in February,
right,
and then it gets pleasant in May, and they're like, we're good. We're done now.
They've gotten really smart about, you know, it's like we're opening with a three-game festival against three different teams in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Miami in high demand.
Exactly.
That time of year.
That's right. The Bayou. It's like, you're going to play in Houston. Oh, no problem.
There we go.
Exactly.
Surely nobody has an indoor college baseball stadium, right? That feels like we would know about that. I think we would know,
but,
as well.
You know, how far are we away from that?
Well, I think we're farther away now because the money's going to the kids instead of the facilities.
Maybe so.
Because there for a minute, the money was going into the facilities.
But I'm
going
to tell you right now, the SEC, you know, if they think there's anything to be gained in some of those SEC schools by having an indoor baseball stadium...
Yeah.
It will happen.
You're not wrong. They got more money than they know what to do with it.
putting the disposable in disposable income.
I really didn't want them to have a good tournament, but they did. You know, not just winning the title, but they performed well.
If Houston holds on and wins that game, and the SEC had two teams in the Final Four, had one in the championship game, does it feel the same without having the national champion?
It doesn't. You're right. But holistically, their teams played well in the tournament.
Agreed.
Oklahoma and Texas, who weren't supposed to be there, unfortunately, did fine.
Right.
Acquitted themselves. So that's the challenge here.
Yeah. Texas did fine. They lost in the first four.
Did they? Is that right? Man, that was so long ago.
They lost to Xavier. Your coach got fired.
That's right. I take that back. The SEC is a bunch of bums. They're not any good at basketball. Glad we cleared this up. Thank you.
So the SEC should have had 13 teams instead of 14.
Exactly. You got to draw the line somewhere, Gary. We have to draw the line somewhere.
I'll repeat myself. Texas went 6-12 in the conference during the regular season. 6-12. I don't care what conference you're in. You don't need to be in the NCAA tournament.
This is an easy fix, Gary. An easy fix. Masters this weekend?
Yeah, underway.
Yeah. Masters updates at 27:57 past the hour.
In case you haven't heard, it is a tradition unlike any other.
Somebody on the internet mashed the Masters song with Snoop's song. I think it's still DRE, the Dr. Dre song. Like, the piano plays into it.
Okay.
And then it just starts going full,
goodness.
Bass
thump. I got to check that out.
That'd be good. Do you have a golfer you root for? Do you have a guy?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I know you watch, but I know
I
you
do.
Have
I
a guy.
Watch intently, and it ebbs and flows. As tournaments unfold, I tend to pull for guys as it unfolds. And it's kind of organic. You just never know how that's going to play out. A couple of decades ago, I'm left-handed, so I kind of hung with Phil Mickelson there for a while.
Yeah.
A couple decades before that, I hung with Lanny Watkins, who just retired as the color commentator for the Champions Tour, because he's from Meadowbrook High School.
I was going to say, yeah.
Meadowbrook High School, kind of my alma mater, so...
Love it when you get a local guy.
Yes.
That makes it easy to make
right.
that decision.
And we've had a few, Lanny and Bobby and John Rollins and Robert Renz, and we've had some guys locally make some noise on the tour, and so that's really cool.
Lanto Griffin, not from here, but swung through VCU for a minute.
Right,
so
exactly.
We'll call him ours. It doesn't take much.
Yeah, went to VCU, but I think was from Blacksburg.
That's correct, yeah, or at least that area.
Yeah,
Denny McCarthy, again, not ours, but UVA. So is ours.
And there's a couple of UVA guys that are now on tour. So Ben Colas and a few others.
For a while, UVA had Bob Rotella, the very famous mental coach. He lived in Charlottesville and he helped out the team. And I would just imagine that was an incredible recruiting pitch.
You ever heard the story about Bob Rotella and 9/11?
No.
Him and his wife were flying to San Francisco. On the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. Got to Dulles Airport and at the counter decided to fly to LA instead.
My goodness. Wow.
And I don't know all the details surrounding that,
yeah.
But it was a last minute decision that got them off of that plane.
Wow. You hear about that.
Right.
The people who were the close call. That's a last second switch.
Yeah, that's a good switch.
But he works with Rory now. He works with all the big names. I want to say he worked, you know, with some of the very famous
you know,
names.
And a couple of big names he worked with, I don't know, 25 years ago that really John Smoltz comes to mind.
Yes.
Where he really kind of got a name for himself on a national scale.
And then worked with the UVA golf team.
worked with John Smoltz, Rory McIlroy, and the UVA golf team.
I covered UVA for a minute. I just the famous people who have settled near Charlottesville who just rotate in and out of that world, it's always wild. But like the tennis team, like practices with the guy from the Dave Matthews Band because
right.
he's big into tennis. Howie Long, of course, is in the area.
I helped coach at softball at St. Gertrude's for a couple of years in the mid 2000s, like 04, 05, somewhere in that range, 03, 04, 05. And we played a game at St. Anne's Belfield which is the Taj Mahal of private school softball fields. It's amazing. And I look over, and sitting up in the stands on the other side at the very top is John Grisham.
John Grisham?
His daughter was their starting catcher.
Well, there you go.
I was like, oh, look, it's John Grisham.
Like, there's just, yeah, there's just an orbit of famous people that just hang out there and are in the Charlottesville world at all times.
Exactly.
We don't quite have that here.
No, we do not. No, we do not.
We always, like, we kicked around at the Richmond are doing, like, you know, who are the most famous people from Richmond. And the problem is it's not super extensive. Like Vince Gilligan's like high on the list and it drops off. Lucy Dacus, who's a musician now, but that, you know, it's not extensive, unfortunately.
It's not extensive. I think because of crossover, because of what he meant culturally, I think Arthur Ashe would be on that list.
I think he's number one on that list. Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, we've had debates before about, you know, what would the Mount Rushmore of RBA sports look like?
Yes.
And it's like that you debate a bunch of names after Arthur Ashe. No, I was like, oh, yes. Nobody. It's like he's the one. It's like, oh, yeah, of course.
Is Secretariat on your Mount Rushmore?
No, because if you put Secretariat life size on Mount Rushmore, there's no room for anybody else. Not to diminish the greatness of Secretariat.
Yeah.
But no, it's, you know, it's like...
Is Denny Hamlin in the mix? Because there's no title, just a long run of doing pretty good out there for himself.
I think he's in the discussion.
Yeah.
I think the lack of a championship is a hole in that resume.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
There is. And that's...
He's in the top 10 now all time in race wins.
He's just done it at a high level for a long time. That to me was the Ovechkin thing. It's so nice that he has that title so that when he breaks the record, the discussion's totally different. Also, the Nats, the Lerner family, you know, when Ted died, was the first line of the obituary. Ted Lerner, who brought a World Series title to D.C., as opposed to what it would have been without Juan Soto hitting the foul pole, which would have been Ted Lerner, the cheap jerk who wouldn't spend on a team and thus never achieved anything with the Washington Nationals, died yesterday.
Yeah, those two have different rings. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan.
By the way, Willie Lanier, I think, would be on that Mount Rushmore as well.
I do want Willie Lanier on the Mount Rushmore. I think we have to have a discussion about if Moses Malone is eligible. I think that's a tricky one because he's... He kind of here, but he's like Petersburg is also kind of not here.
Depends on if it's the you know, yeah. You just have to define what the Richmond Metro is.
There's a like Petersburg. You start, you know, obviously you've got Frank Mason, Moses Malone. Like you've got a good basketball start there. If you can pull Jackie Bradley into that orbit, you're dealing with like relative to size of city, a very impressive Mount Rushmore.
You got a guy, a defensive lineman from Prince George, which is, you know, Petersburg adjacent.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's on Petersburg's Mount Rushmore.
You're talking about Tri-Cities, if you include Hopewell, Travion Henderson's working his way onto that.
Yeah, he's looking good.
But there was a guy in the 70s, I think it was, that played at Prince George. It was a defensive line player named Larry Brooks, who had a pretty good career with the Rams. So
dropping some knowledge on us.
Well,
I love,
you know,
it. Hey, Morgan Moses is still out there grinding, too. Like, we forget about how long he's been doing it at a high
second
level.
Second Meadowbrook reference of the segment.
Boom!
I love it.
Gary Hess, everybody, go get some rest. You're doing politics and pints last night.
You know, it's funny. You get through that event, and it's like you get in the car, and it's like you take a deep breath. It's like, oh, okay, it's done. And then it's like, holy crap, I'm 40 minutes from home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gary has sports director, 910 The Fan. Enjoy
Have
the
a good one, kids.
Catch you next weekend. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The
MP
Fan.
MP on the mic.
1051 FM. 910 The Fan, 1051 FM. We are always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard to our little radio program. Counting you down to Flying Squirrels Baseball. Half an hour away. Pregame show with Blaine McCormick, Trey Wilson. On the mic from Harrisburg, John Michael Bertrand. Toes the rubber tonight for...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Richmond Flying Squirrels. I say tonight. It's not tonight. It's today. You just never know. They sneak it around with you. Oh, look at that. Blaine in studio. I love it. Flying Squirrels Baseball. 29 minutes away. Get excited for that. Also have one more trip to Augusta coming before that. We'll get you a Masters update, let you know everything that's going on out there at Augusta. That I think that enhances, it's like when they do the national anthem and they have the sign language person there with it, you know, acting out the program as we do it. All right, George tweeted, Gary brought it up, who's the Mount Rushmore Richmond sports people. It's bid season, so I'm willing to devote a segment to it. Gary had it as a throwaway comment. George weighs in, even without a NASCAR points title, you can't leave off a multiple-time Daytona 500 winner. Of course, Denny Hamlin. All right, so during the break, I jotted down my list. Here's where we have to start, Megan, and we have to start by excluding people.
Okay.
And that's not fair, but that's life.
Yep.
Two people were excluding it. So it's Mount Rushmore Richmond sports figures from Richmond, not playing in Richmond.
Okay.
No Moses Malone. He's from Petersburg. Petersburg is not Richmond. Mm. We have to draw a line somewhere.
That's fair. I understand that.
Because if we don't, we'll have chaos.
I respect that.
We're also not taking Secretariat, who is from Ashland. That's because Secretariat's a horse. Don't call in. Secretariat is a great horse.
Haven't we been through this before?
we go through this a lot around here. My stance hasn't changed. I really don't want you to call in and say, but what about the jockey? Jockey doesn't do squat. The horse does way more than the jockey in a horse race. Those are facts. Mm. That's not debatable. Mm. Nothing against Secretariat, but we're leaving. This is best human athletes from Richmond in the category here. All right,
and so Ashland's a little far too.
I think if there were a great athlete from Ashland, I would be more inclined to allow it than Petersburg. Although maybe that's wrong because they're kind of both cities that operate on their own that are not Richmond. It's tricky. We got a lot to, like, New Kent. Like, I'm going to leave out New Kent as well. Mm-hmm. But when New Kent gets a Buc-ee's, I'm going to call it the Richmond Buc-ee's. Now I'm going to go down there all the time and eat my beaver nuggets. Like that. So
area.
It's tricky. It's such a gray area. You go the other way, Goochland is in, which will be important in a minute, obviously, when we get to Justin Verlander. I think there are two names we've got to have in here. Willie Lanier is a Pro Football Hall of Famer with a Super Bowl title and a run of dominance in the biggest sporting league in the world. And a trailblazer, one of the first celebrity black athletes in the NFL and thus in the sporting world. He's in, no questions asked. Arthur Ashe will also be allowed in, no questions asked. I don't think I need to devote a lot of radio time to why Arthur Ashe is on the Mount Rushmore of Richmond athletes. So to George's point, Denny Hamlin, very good at what he did. I've got five names. I think there are five people we can legitimately consider here for these two spots. Denny Hamlin is one of them. Denny Hamlin is top 10 all-time NASCAR wins, Daytona 500s. He just has done it at a high level for a really, really long time and isn't slowing down and is still going. Also, has never won the title. And so those things matter when we're talking about Mount Rushmore. Like, they don't take anything away from Denny. He's great. Mm-hmm. But I think those things matter. Russell Wilson is kind of the exact opposite case as Denny Hamlin. Like, that is not sustained dominance for a long time. The wheels are kind of coming off there a little bit, and it's been tough to watch the last couple of years. But the peak was really, really high. He was maybe the best quarterback in the league for a couple of years there, has the Super Bowl title, came really close to another Super Bowl title. Some things happened there that we don't need to relitigate in this segment. I think he warrants consideration. Of the modern athletes, you would also add Justin Verlander, of course, into that. Dominant, he's kind of got both. Dominant for a long time and the World Series and the Cy Youngs and the MVP, which is pretty cool. Not a lot of pitchers doing that thing. I think he's going to be my guy from the modern three. I think we're leaving Denny off. Older guys, Ray Dandridge, Negro Leagues baseball star. It's just really hard to know what to do with a Negro Leagues baseball star because he was dominant. He's great. You hear the stories. He's a legend. And there's so few records from back then. There's so few, you know, statistical archives and highlights and things like that. He's great, and it's very hard to know what to do with him. Lanny Watkins, the golfer from here, who was top of his game on the PGA Tour for a very long time, I think will warrant consideration as well. I think I want one of those two. I just don't know which one. I feel unqualified to award the fourth spot on the Mount Rushmore. But I'm leaving Denny off, and I'm leaving Russ off for now. It's bit season. I reserve the right to change my mind on a regular basis as we go through. VCU, still waiting on the portal guys. So far, you've got Brandon Jennings back in. Good to have a little Richmond flavor on the team. Christian Furman, not in the portal, presumably coming back. Same with Fats Billups. He is in the portal, but is very much considering coming back as well. Luke Bamboye, your big decision here coming in the next few weeks. He had just such a phenomenal freshman season, and it was almost too good. Like, if he had been just a little less great, maybe he could have flown under the radar. I think he's going to take a little of that sweet, sweet NIL money that Ed McLaughlin has to keep him around. I think it's worth it, though. Those are the guys who become fan favorites. You know, Mo Alie-Cox, everybody remembers him. I think Bamboy is on the track to be that. Would love to see him hang around. Michael Bell, if he hangs around with him. You got five guys. You got the two Bryant guys. That's seven. You could field a team. I don't think they're done fielding a team yet, but you could field a team with that. And you could feel pretty good about that going into the season, going into the A-10. Unfortunate news yesterday. Now, I think there's going to be a lot more of this. The one thing VCU basketball can still do is play in these made-for-television tournaments in November. Because the rule is it's one team per conference at these events. Unfortunately, VCU is in the Battle for Atlantis this year, which is actually like one of the really good ones. They're in Maui next year. They're a big name. They're a big draw. You know, I would argue the best draw in the A-10, them in Dayton, if you're grabbing a team for these things. They're at Atlantis. They're doing this thing, the Players Era Tournament, where they're bringing a bunch of teams to Vegas, and they're paying the kids to participate in it. And you're seeing a lot of the top teams bail now to go to that. Ohio State withdrew from the Battle for Atlantis yesterday. That's going to be a hit to VCU and to their ability to get some quality games and get some quality opportunities down there. Virginia Tech will be there, too, as the ACC team. So we'll have two state teams down in Atlantis this year. Man, I missed my opportunity when BZ was here. We need to be there. We got two local teams at Atlantis, the Lost City. It just feels like a thing we need to be at next year. We'll somebody bring Bennett back in. We'll do it. We'll do a second round of Ask the Boss. St. Mary's will be there. That'll be a good game. Vandy, South Florida, Colorado State, Western Kentucky, and Wichita State. That's clearly the worst battle for Atlantis lineup we've had in a while. Maybe VCU can win it, though. That would be fun. Get a little title out there. We got one more segment. We'll send it off to Flying Squirrels Baseball at 11:30. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
People tell me all the time. They drive around. They're listening to us. They enjoy the show. They enjoy me.
And for all those years that you were doing beautiful work at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, you get more feedback from your radio show than on great articles that you had written.
Because nobody knows who you are at the newspaper. Like, when you introduce yourself, like, oh, that was you. I know you. That's great. But
it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work to drive around town telling people who I was.
Right.
That part, you know.
Put down the American Express OU, you know.
Carrying around a copy of the newspaper everywhere with my name circled.
Did anybody ever wait on you at a restaurant and hear your voice and go, you sound familiar?
We were, okay, so I took my Richmonder crew out for a little mini Christmas party. Because there's three of us, so it wasn't a Christmas party. It was just dinner. We were at Terrence. We're in line at Terrence. I'm talking, and the guy, we're waiting for a table. The people in front of us, the guy says, excuse me, are you Michael Phillips? Yeah. He goes, I love your show. My cousin is a coach in Chesterfield High School and was on your show.
Because
we try to get the high school folks on to, you know, come.
Very nice.
We're in the community. We're doing that stuff. My cousin was on your show, and I listened, and I love it.
Now you know. Now I know you're from here. See, if you're from New York and somebody says, are you Michael Phillips? You would say, who's asking?
What's it to you?
Who's asking?
My favorite Richmond phrase that I learned, right, because I worked at the newspaper, you don't get the newspaper, Bennett. You take the newspaper. I've been taking the newspaper for 25 years now. Yeah.
You know, I will tell you this. I have a lot of newspapers and print on my app, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I get the apps and things like on my phone, but I get them on the apps. But Sunday morning, I still got to get the Sunday paper and get my hands dirty.
I get the Sunday Washington Post at my house here.
Do you?
You know, it's like everything else. It's
a little
shrinking,
cranky with them lately. They used to have great radio commercials, though. I get the New York Times and a few other publications, but
you know, I covered the Commanders football team, Redskins, for a
long
time.
Nobody does it better than you, and you still cover them better than you are all world when it comes to the Commanders.
I'm so glad we had Ben Azir on this morning to get that affirmation. The Washington Times had a series of radio ads in 2007 where they declared themselves the official newspaper of 2007. on the flag. And so every time I'm always hassling, I go, oh, Matt Paris, Washington Times.
Right.
That's the official newspaper of 2007.
Yeah. So if I said you were the official voice of the Richmond Fan, would AWOD be upset with that?
I hope so. Because I think I think he is definitely the voice of VCU basketball fandom.
Yeah.
He is better wired into that community than everybody.
Well, you guys are great together, but I love that you're part of this family now. It is your favorite job, even of all the great things you do.
Wow, look at that. We have to get to a break. Amazing how that works out. Bennett's here. You were at Politics and Pints last night, which was a great event.
It is. It's an opportunity to have people come out and treat politics in the news like a spectator sport. So they get to watch people talk, debate, have some fun, have a few laughs. The audience gets to ask questions. And they're pretty animated.
I believe that.
They're pretty animated, and that's why Gary Hess, you know, is our MC and
voice of reason.
Voice of reason. But it was a great night at the Beacon, and the reason it's Politics and Pints, and your listeners will love this. If you buy a ticket, not only do you get a seat and the opportunity maybe to speak, but you get a pint of beer.
Well, there you go. That
Come on.
Keeps the night lively.
That's a pretty good deal, right?
That's a great deal. I keep saying I'm going to go down there, and it keeps selling out.
You haven't gone yet?
No, I'm going to pull some strings, see if I can
You don't know anybody?
I'd see if I can hook up with a guy.
I got a guy.
We do have to slide out, but it is not to a break. We're going to Augusta, Masters update from Westwood One.
Very exciting. Have you ever played it?
Have I played Augusta? Have you played Augusta?
I have.
Wow.
I have.
No way.
Yeah, I have. It's unbelievable. but the Masters is just an extraordinary experience just to go there. Have you walked it?
You know, it's bucket list for me. Yeah. We had a longtime guy, Arthur Utley, who's covered it for us every year, and like that, you know, he was going to throw elbows before he gave that. If you cover the Masters, the media, they do a lottery drawing of four names.
Yes.
And they get to play it on Monday after the tournament.
Well, I was young and I was with CBS at the time. And so that was interesting. But you and Adam asked for all this money and all these places to go. I need this to cover this. I got to be there, otherwise my credibility shot. You've never asked for the Masters.
I'm shooting too low is what I'm hearing.
All right. So why don't we get a sponsor? Let's get a sponsor.
Perfect.
And we'll send the sponsor and you to the Masters.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
This has been a productive session here.
Right. But, you know, I grew up in a town that has a great golf course. Bethpage.
Oh, of course.
Bethpage Black. Public course.
And that's a muni, yeah.
Public course, down the block.
Call the number, get a tee time, absolutely.
Yeah, carry your bag, keep it moving,
Always keep it moving. Benazir, thanks for dropping by.
I appreciate you asking. You do a terrific job. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Masters update from Westwood One. We'll be back in a few. You're listening to 910 The Fan. I'm with our guy, Parney. Parney Time is the show. You can catch it on all your favorite podcast platforms or right here on The Fan, Saturday and Sunday mornings. And you're in Richmond today for some fun action, I think, right? Good morning, Parney.
What's up there, MP? Actually, I just left town. But today, because we never talked to you from the same place, I feel like, right?
That is tradition. If we're both in the same place, something's gone horribly wrong.
Correct. So I'm on Sandbridge Road right now. I'm rolling into Sandbridge Beach.
Excellent.
So we're coming to you from Parney's second place that he loves more, as much as Richmond, which is Sandbridge Beach, Virginia. And I got a busy day, though. We got a lot of CarMax Park calls and just a lot of things. And I forgot, I'm going to be listening to Trey Wolfson at 12 o'clock, too. So I heard Awad talking about that yesterday. He was acting like he was mad that he has the day off because of Squirrels baseball. Come on, Awad. I know you're not mad about having a day off.
He's torn up about a day off. It's painful to him. I get the day off next week because it's the 11 a.m. game, the school day special, next Wednesday. But it's at the Diamond, too, so I can just roll on down the road and enjoy some baseball on my day off. That's the best of all worlds.
I've always, for the last 15 years, loved those school kids' day games because, you know, we always talk about how the Squirrels are in the memory-making business, and we saw that full-blown effect over the weekend when the Squirrels drew, over 24,000 people over a three-day period, 15 consecutive sellout, John Smoltz in the house, fans signing the last piece of steel, which is going to be going up next week at CarMax Park. So everybody making memories, very nostalgic, very reflective, and I'll also say very emotional. It was just an awesome weekend. But those school kids day games, which will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock, are just incredibly special to me and to everybody at the Squirrels. Plus, you get to do something on Wednesday afternoon that I love doing, which is day drinking. So after the game, about 2 o'clock or 2:30, we'll be able to start a little afternoon of bar hopping back to Glen Allen, Virginia. So it'll be a fun day.
Yeah, there you go. And the new slushy bats. I got to get a slushy bat when I'm out there too. That's a great innovation, Parney. Your team, they're on top of it out there at the Diamond. I'm gonna get a slushy bat, and then we'll get a post game going. It'll be a lovely day at the park. Can we tell people who's on Parney Time this week, or do we keep that secret? How does that work?
No, let's do it. April 16th is actually the first day that we're going to drop season two. And you were involved in this, as you always are, because you're an extremely valuable member of Parney's Pub Club. But David Justice will be inning number one. And as you saw, because you helped tape it, it went off the rails early. We learned stuff about David Justice that I never thought. And I love these Parney Time shows when it goes off the rails. And when Jerome Bettis went off the rails in the first, 30 seconds? I mean, that was one. But DJ went somewhere I didn't think he was going to go. you know, with the very first question, the very first conversation. So David Justice, who I feel like, you can agree or disagree with me, I feel like he was more excited about being on Party Time than we were in having him. And we were really excited about having David Justice. So it's good for my confidence and good for Party Time's brand confidence when somebody like David Justice is really excited about being a part of Party Time. And we're really looking forward to season number two. We got a lot going on with some amazing guests from different sports, not just baseball. And I think that people are going to see that early and often as the episodes come out. They'll come out every 2 weeks starting April 16th, and which means that our listeners there in Richmond on 910 The Fan will be able to start hearing something other than season one, which I'm sure they've heard season one over and over again. And again, we had some incredible guests in season one. Will Clark, Lou DiBella, our owner of the Squirrels, was a very popular guest. A lot of people that listen to Party Time tell me that Lou was their favorite storyteller. And we had Jesse Cole from the ever popular Savannah Bananas and Banana Ball, which don't forget, MP, Banana Ball coming to Richmond in June at the Diamond. And I think tickets go on sale for that pretty soon. So other people that we had, we had Jerome Bettis, of course. We had Dennis Pelfrey. We had Ben Verlander. And I'm missing a couple of other ones. Carl and Sam Ravage. So the quality of guests that we're able to get at Party Time is really, really, really strong. And I think people are going to see that in Party Time Season 2, starting with David Justice on April 16th, but we need to have people subscribe and follow us so that we can continue to grow the Party Time listenership and the Party Time fan club even more. We're having a lot of fun. I'm speaking for myself.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You agree with me, as a pub club member, we're having a lot of fun doing these shows, and it's basically just a bunch of dudes sitting around and telling stories, most of which are true.
I was trying to figure out how to say this in a way that acknowledges that season one was good. But I believe, Barney, I think season two has been better than season one so far. I'll say it. I think it's been a fantastic season.
Yeah, and, you know, why don't we just go ahead, like, some of the, we'll tease some of the people coming up. We've already taped Jeff Jarrett, who's a WWE Hall of Famer. I think he's going to be, according to Wyatt, our producer, who looks like the dentist from the Christmas TV show. Don't you think Wyatt looks like the dentist from Frosty the Snowman?
What?
So next time you talk to Wyatt from Octagon, make sure you tell him I think he looks like Dennis from Frosty the Snowman. But I think Wyatt's going to make Jeff Jarrett inning number two. We've also taped, and this was a great one, Ryan McGee from ESPN, Marty and McGee on the SEC Network, ESPN, every Saturday morning. I'm a huge fan of Marty and McGee, and you'll be able to see Marty Smith all weekend long. He's locked in down in Augusta, and we didn't have Marty on the show, but we had Ryan McGee because Ryan wrote a book about his 1994 season of being an intern with the Asheville Tourist. And just like everything else with Party Time, there's so many connections. Ron McKee, who was Ryan McGee's boss in Asheville, was one of my early mentors in minor league baseball. He's since passed away. But just about everything I accomplished so far in my minor league baseball career, a lot of it's attributed back to Ron McKee. So the synergy of season two is quite evident, and the vast array of guests that we're going to have in season two is pretty awesome, and I think fans are going to like it. We I'll go ahead and announce this now. Well, one of our season two sponsors is going to be Busch Light. And when people go to area marketplaces, thanks to our friends at Brown Distributing, they're going to see the Party Time logo and the Party Time QR code on all the refrigerators that sell Busch Light. So make sure you're looking for that as you go out to the market or the C-stores to get different things for your refrigerator. Think about Party Time and Busch Light, which means I got to drink Busch Light all the time, which is not a bad deal.
Barney, I've never had a Busch Light and not thought of you. It's that
Busch. Busch. As we like to call it at breakfast time, a Busch Latte.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. Barney Time joining us. I like that too, because I feel like the Squirrels fans have found the podcast, but it's not just for Squirrels fans. It's everybody can enjoy the storytelling. So hopefully everybody gets a chance to experience that, and that is a cool partnership. And are you going to get like your face on a can or something, or we got to do that long term?
Yeah, step by step, buddy. We'll get on the beer. It's cool enough to be on the beer coolers. My mother, who's a non-drinking missionary, Christian missionary, she wasn't too keen on the idea, but my Aunt Shirley took over and told her to calm down. So everything's cool. Everything's cool with Mama Parnell now about Busch Light. So, I'm really excited about it. And also, you know, really just excited about the last season of The Diamond and how quickly CarMax Park is going up, and how beautiful CarMax Park looks, and all the events that we're going to have at that venue, at that facility, how it's going to be a destination for people all over the country, really, the different events. I had a call this morning with someone about some special events. Meredith Greenberg, who works for Lou in New York, but Meredith is very active in the special events at CarMax Park. So, you know, while we reflect on the past of the Diamond and how many lives it's affected, you know, we get to look forward to the future, which for like your daughters are going to grow up and your grandkids are going to grow up in CarMax Park. And that's just a really cool thing.
He's Parney. There's a lot going on in his world. Squirrels final season at the Diamond. They're back next Tuesday, 6-day homestand. And, of course, Parney Time everywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks for making some time for us. Enjoy your day.
All right, brother. Look forward to seeing you next week on hopefully Wednesday, right? Come out and hang out with us Wednesday, 11:05. But a 6-game, I don't even know who we're playing next week, but it's a six-game series. Next week with a lot of great things on the weekend as well. And on Thursday is the anniversary of the first game at the Diamond, And I talked to our friend Anthony Opperman, the general manager of the Squirrels, yesterday. A lot of great festivities next Thursday night. So come out and celebrate the Diamond with us all week next week, but especially next Thursday night.
The former Bowie Bay Sox in town, they have rebranded as the
Chesapeake.
It's the Chesapeake Bay Sox in town next week. I will mess that up at least 4 of the 5 days next week. That is a stone cold MP promise right there. But it'll be fun baseball.
They will always be the Bowie Bay Sox to me, MP. I'm being very strict about that.
All right. Have a great weekend, Barney.
All right, have fun. Go nuts, everybody.
There he goes. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, 15 minutes away from Flying Squirrels Baseball. Blaine's got your pregame tray in Harrisburg for the call as the Squirrels go for win number 2 on the season. John Michael Bertrand, his second appearance of the season after opening night last week at the Diamond. This one will have fewer attendees and will be colder. Those are my official Squirrels predictions for today. This is the time of the show where we crosstalk with AWOD Radio. I just assumed we wouldn't see Adam today because his show's being preempted for Squirrels Baseball, and yet he comes walking in like the professional he is.
No days off. That's the rule here.
Always on the grind. I need you to be more fun than Stubb and Megan because...
Stubb was no fun today?
It's bit season, as you know.
Yes.
In D.C., on the Fan D.C., our sister station, they are doing Question of the Day. If you could only eat one for the rest of your life, would it be bacon or ice cream? And they've had 1,300 people vote in the online poll so far. And it's exactly 50-50, Adam. The people are exactly divided on whether they would eat bacon or ice cream for the rest of their lives.
See, this is not a difficult question for me, and it's actually a topic that I discussed last week on my show. And that is because I believe that bacon is the one item of food that is edible that can be eaten for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert.
Whenever you want it.
Or dessert.
It's there.
And so the answer is bacon.
Do you want to know what Stubb said?
I mean, I think I know.
I don't like either.
Yeah. That's just no fun. We got to call the no fun police on him. Does he understand the bit here? You come up with an answer.
That's kind of the hottest take of them all.
It is.
Would you like bacon or ice cream? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll take chicken tenders.
I'll just be sitting here gnawing on some lettuce or something.
Oh,
don't mind me. Yeah, that caught me off guard.
He's on a health kick. He really is on a health kick.
He doesn't need to be on a health kick. He looks good.
Hey, I know, but he is. He's on a health kick. He's going to the gym multiple times a week.
You got your Coach Prime shirt. Did you get that when we were in Denver?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. I actually stumbled into a campus bookstore somehow. Because right across from Ball Arena, there was a campus there. Did you see that?
We weren't in Boulder.
No, but it was a Colorado.
Oh, like a satellite campus.
Yeah, it was a satellite campus. And also it was another school that I'd never heard of before. Mountain West College of, something. It was
the Mines.
It was how people go to VCU, but really they're at J. Sarge, right? That was that for Denver. But walked in and there was a school Starbucks there, got a coffee, and then I saw this bad boy and it just said Prime. And I was like, oh wow, that's cool.
He has to have made them millions in merchandising alone.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there was a study about 6 months ago about the amount of money that he's brought into Denver, Colorado, just based off of the merchandise, ticket sales, and everything. I mean, he's whatever they're paying him, it's been worth it because that is now a destination image.
You know my answer to this. Who's going to have the better NFL career, Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter?
Shiloh Sanders. No, I'm just kidding. the answer is probably Travis Hunter, but I'm not a Travis Hunter guy. I'm just not.
You're really not a Shedeur guy then?
I think Shador's cool, but I think Cam Ward is way better and way more talented and way more experienced and will have a much better rookie season.
Can I hot take this? I think Shedeur sliding in the draft would be the best thing that happened to him because I don't think he's ready to carry a franchise right now, day one. But if he goes in the 20s or the 30s, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
I think that could be really good for him.
I just don't see how he could possibly get past 9 with the Saints. They need a quarterback. Are they going to take Jackson Dart over him? I mean, they're the most desperate team for a quarterback outside of the top 3.
If I were the Saints, I'd tank for another year. There's just I wouldn't force it. Like you're gonna make this work, and you're gonna set yourself back another 4 years.
I don't know how you convince a fan base. We're just gonna not draft a quarterback. We know that's a position of need, but we're not going to do it.
You do what the Giants do. You bring in the old guy parade.
I don't mind what the Giants did at all. Like I really don't. And there was some people ranting yesterday about how the Giants can't afford to overlook a couple quarterbacks. I think they can. I think the Giants have officially kicked the can down the road.
Yeah.
They're going to see what they can get out of Russell Wilson, then turn to Jameis Winston, then turn to Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, and then that'll be the end of the season, and they'll probably have 4 or 5 wins. But that's their plan. But at least like they can sell tickets with that. I don't know how anybody would go to the Superdome this year and see what? Spencer Rattler? See that show?
He almost beat the Commanders. That was maybe one of the scarier moments of the Commander season right there.
It was.
Spencer Rattler against the Commander. John Rothstein yesterday on television said that the 2025 tournament was not disappointing. That the basketball tournament had thrills and great games and big names, and people need to get over the exclusion of mid-majors because the quality was better because of it.
No, that's reactionary, and that's biased to the final two games. The final four and the championship game were terrific. I think you could argue that 2 of the Elite Eight games were terrific. The Sweet 16 was awful except for Maryland's shot, right? I mean, and that was not even the Sweet 16, right? That was the round of 32
You liked the first half of the title game. I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
That was big boy basketball. I mean,
there were a lot of blocks.
And a lot of dunks.
There were a few dunks. There were not a lot of points scored.
No, but when they did score, it was like a dunk. And that was it, pretty much.
It's like modern baseball. It was home run or strikeout. It was.
I liked it because I thought it was a tier above a normal college basketball game. Like I thought it was
the
closest thing
high
to the NBA without the 3-point shooting. I mean, both teams they were below 25% in the first half from three, but I just really thought that the defense was incredible. And Houston might just get away with elbows every time down the court.
Yeah.
But the way they Walter Clayton Jr. was averaging like 18 for the first half in every single game, and then he had 1 point. I mean, they defended very well. I like good defensive basketball. That's why Havoc lives here, right? I mean, I like watching good defense.
That's why I want Bamboye back, and he's good offensively too. But, you know, you get yourself a star defensive player, you can build a fan base.
How much
that
would you pay Luke Bamboye? If you have $5 million to spend on a team,
we're doing the budgeting exercise. I got to divvy up the pie. If I have $5 million to spend on a basketball team, how much am I paying Luke Bamboye? Is it outrageous to say one?
I think so.
Okay.
Because you need 12. You need 12 guys.
You don't need 12 guys. You need 7. You only need 7
to make a basketball
team. Oh, come on
now. Don't do that bit. You got to deal with injuries. You got to deal with sophomore slumps. You got to deal with all of a sudden guys going on a cold streak. I'll meet in the middle. I'll say you need 9.
So if he's just an equivalent portion of everybody else, he's $600,000. The money's silly.
I would be willing to go up to 750.
No higher. There you go. His final bid.
I'll go higher if you guarantee me that he's going to stay for 2 years, right?
That's
you do
the
Hunter Dickinson bit.
And
but
bring back long-term contracts.
Yeah.
AWOD Radio, not today. You will not hear AWOD Radio.
No, Blaine is going to fill in. We're calling this Flying Squirrels Radio.
It's Flying Squirrels Radio. Blaine on the mic next with your pregame show. Trey is standing by in icy cold Harrisburg, PA, to bring you the action. Squirrels, of course, home next Tuesday against the team formerly known as the Bowie Bay Sox. We will take this out to Augusta. It's time for a Masters update. Flying Squirrels baseball. We're back tomorrow with the Friday Fun Show. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.